Hi, I'm Annie Parker, and this is Source Code. This is where we film and speak to amazing founders and listen to the wonderful stories behind their startups. Today, we're speaking with Olivier Janelle, who is the CEO of Roger Voice. Olivier, welcome. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and Roger Voice.
Hi, so Roger Voice is an app that enables deaf people like me to make phone calls. We can download the app in any country, in any language, and it captions your phone call instantly. It works on Android and Apple, and you can download it from the App Store, and when you have it on your iPhone, you can just make a phone call right away. So basically, that means today, many people who are deaf cannot make a phone call, and we have a solution for that. It's free, and you can try it anytime.
And you said that earlier that there's thousands of people using this technology already?
Absolutely. We have people from Mexico, Japan, to South Africa, and most of Europe is covered as well. And it works in Italian, French, German, English.
So, slightly obvious question, how did you come up with the idea in the first place?
So basically, I'm deaf myself, and I couldn't make a phone call, and I've been living in France for a long time, and I just wanted a simple way to make a phone call. With my parents who live in the States, with friends and family. And a lot of it had to do with like professional reasons for my job. And as a startup founder, I was able to use my own app to set up my company, and I had calls every day.
This is a really interesting point though, isn't it? And when we talk about solving a problem for a niche community or for a small community, that actually the application of that technology can be used in many places. Is that something that you're seeing with Roger Voice as well?
Absolutely. Like a lot of the solutions that we try to engineer have to do with something that we need ourselves. And so having our own needs is a prerequisite sometimes to coming up with the solution that addresses this need. And if you see that it matches many other people's needs as well, that's where more and more successful in developing a product. There's one thing I noticed that a lot of people who tend to see their disability as a limitation, either from themselves or from what they receive around them, oftentimes you can project yourself and saying, look, it's not going to fall out of the sky. And I know my needs as well, and I want to live with it. We have limitations, yes, but let's move on from there and live with it on a daily basis. How do you do so? And oftentimes we come up with solutions that enable us to live with our challenges on a daily basis and be quite comfortable with it. And so it's a way of like changing mindsets, basically talking about solutions instead of talking about problems.
Yeah. We were talking earlier and you were mentioning the different way of explaining this is if we're cold, we put on a jumper. Just because you can't hear doesn't mean that you can't fix this problem. It's just you have to think about it differently.
Absolutely. One of the problems we've often noticed is the economic viability of the project. And when people talk about that, they tend to think, oh, it's such a niche project. There's going to be very few people that are actually going to pay for it. It's not going to be viable. The reasoning behind that, on an absolute scale, if you say there's like 1 in 1,000 people that need a solution, doesn't seem like a lot. But when you're talking about millions of people in a given country, then yes, there's a lot of people that need a solution. And one of the advantages today is that with modern technology, you can address a need at scale with very small amount of resources. That's important to be able to work with an entire ecosystem so that it's compatible with many devices and so that many people can use the same solution across. It could be many countries, many devices, many languages. That's really important.
And how have you tackled, you know, going into lots of different countries? Was that difficult?
Yes. One of the advantages, though, is being in Europe, you immediately confront with this. And so this is a problem from the get-go, which becomes an asset and an advantage when you eventually develop the solution, you always think, I'm going to have to address Italian, Spanish, German, French, and English.
And going back to this piece around, you know, seeing the disability as just something that needs to be, a solution that needs to be created for it. It's not a disability. It's not something that you kind of carry around with you every day. It's just something, and you have to find a way to solve that problem. I guess for you, when we look at things that, particularly when we're looking for startups who are really credible and authentic, one of the things is to be able to say that I know how to solve that problem. And this is where your deafness is your superpower, right? You are absolutely the right sort of person to be solving this problem.
Yes. That's one of the most, one of the biggest driving forces we have, actually, is when people understand that we're addressing our own needs, and you are able to develop that at scale to address many other people's needs that are similar to yours. It's really powerful. I have people who have never thought of that before. When I show them how simple it is to use this app and to make a phone call, they're just bowled over. And I know it's going to help them because we live in the same situation on a daily basis. And it's nice to see how people appreciate just thinking about solutions going forward from there, and knowing that they're able to live on a daily basis with their limitations or challenges and not necessarily think, oh, I can't do this. Like, this is cool. There's more and more solutions out there. Mm-hmm. Instead of thinking, oh, my disability limits me. Like, well, there's actually more and more options and choices out there. And that just means I can do things differently and think differently. And so I'm an asset to my society.
And is your hope that another person who may have a disability, whatever that might be, might look at what you've done with Roger Voice and go, oh, I hadn't thought about a different way to solve a problem. Maybe I can do it too.
Absolutely. What we did is to actually hack the whole telecommunication system. Think about it differently and be like, what if I can just read a phone call? And think about this differently. Has also made people aware of that different approach. It's interesting for deaf people, but it can open up possibilities elsewhere. Mm. People start thinking, and that's what I appreciate. Like, when you focus on a very niche solution, what can be very specific to a disability can also be very interesting on a larger scope. So where will lead, I don't know.
I was just going to ask that. What do you think the vision is for your business? What's the thing that keeps driving you every day to keep going?
The truth is, what keeps me driving towards what I do and drives my whole team as well is the daily feedback we get, the comments and the App Store reviews and the feedback on the social network. People are just telling us, this has changed my life. Thank you for what you do. This for me is the number one driving force, beyond everything else that we can hope to get out of this startup project that we love. Just that feedback.
Do you want to give us some examples of that feedback?
So people have been able to call the parents for the first time and just be able to express their intense, their emotional. You know you're able to see them face to face. You know you're able to send them a message or an SMS. But just doing that phone call adds another layer of interactivity and exchange. But we have had people also just very pragmatic things on an everyday basis, calling up the child care center, calling up the bank, calling up just ordering pizza and be like, hey, I wanted to have a special order tonight. this is just randomly inspiring, and we love that. We absolutely love that.
Sometimes it is the simple things, isn't it? Being able to just order a pizza. There you go. So talk to me a little bit about, as a founder, some of the other challenges that you've faced over the, how long has been Roger Voice been going for now?
Roger's has been around for 5 years.
Okay, so 5 years of being a founder. What's that been like?
For 5 years, like a point that a lot of people don't even achieve, so I'm pretty proud of that. So 5 years from now on, one of the things I hope for is, bizarrely enough, to say that people don't have such discussion around this product or this project, because the need has been normalized in society, and that people are just like, it's normal to have a phone call with subtitles. You should be able to caption a phone call. And so I hope that within 5 years, we're no longer going to have this kind of interview, because it's going to be such a normal asset, a fact of daily life.
And then if you were to give any advice out there to founders listening to this, what would be some of your words of advice that you have for people listening today?
My advice I would have with founders is look around you to see what exists, because there's so many projects going on, and understand what makes these projects work. And oftentimes they have to do with working together within different ecosystems and having things fit together. So it's really difficult to say, I'm going to address a niche project for a very specific population. If you're not able to zoom out and think, okay, who else is working on that? What are the global solutions that are already available for this? I would do that. I would look towards what large companies are already doing and think, what would be the advantage as a startup that other companies don't have?
And on a more personal level, to other founders out there who may be thinking, God, this is hard. This is, why should I keep going? What do you think would keep other founders going?
I think a lot of the motivation I've had to keep going has come from knowing that what I do for myself speaks to many other people that have the same challenges. And I don't think that waiting for someone else to do it is going to happen. So this is the number one driving force for me. It's like, this has to happen, because it's not going to happen elsewhere. And so yeah, go for it.
I love that. The other example of that one I often hear is, if you don't do it and somebody else does, and they do it badly, you're going to be really hacked off with yourself. So
absolutely,
get out there and do it.
Yes.
Olivier, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you again for sharing all of your wonderful stories. It's been such a great pleasure meeting you. That's it for this episode. Thank you again. My name's Annie Parker, and this has been Source Code.